For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In court documents filed Monday, the mother of Biden's child says that Hunter Biden is currently facing multiple criminal investigations. Hunter Biden is linked with investigations for fraud, money laundering, and, brace yourself, counterfeiting.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
They say the money laundering scheme even involves Biden's work with Burisma.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I want to be like Hunter Biden. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump Jr. end up maybe having a child with a stripper and then spent 3 years trying to hide from the paternity suit? Where is Hunter?
I want to brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
While you are opening your gifts later this week, national security officials are going to be watching North Korea and the warning of a Christmas gift.
It's been more than 2 years since North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. Officials here think another test of some kind could be imminent, but the intelligence is, quote, murky.
Let's see. Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Is Home Alone 2 your favorite holiday movie?
Well, I'm in Home Alone 2.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
I was a little bit younger, to put it mildly. It was an honor to do it. And it turned out to be a very big hit, obviously.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hello, everyone. It is not Howie Carr. It is Grace Curley filling in for Howie, along with Taylor Cormier. We are here on this Christmas Eve, and we are live. There's a lot of shows out there. They're going to play repeats. Not here. Not us. This is a live show full of breaking news.
Will tomorrow's show be live?
Okay, we don't have to get into that right now.
Okay.
You're stepping on my toes.
Sorry.
Here. But now it is time, as always, for Grace's News. I want to start, Taylor, with a very interesting story from the Bloomberg campaign. Did you hear about this?
I'm not sure.
They used prison labor to make calls for 2020 presidential bid.
I did hear about this.
So,
is it getting praise or complaint?
Well, I think complaint, because he came forward and his team basically said, oh, we didn't know this is what the third party vendor was doing, and now we won't have these prisoners making our campaign calls. But I kind of was thinking, maybe I'm very progressive, but I was like, well, I mean, maybe it's good for the prisoners. It's something for them to do. I mean, they make license plates in there. Why can't they make calls for Bloomberg?
I don't know if they make license plates anymore, but...
Oh, is that like an old...
I think that's an old thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they do, but... So are they calling asking for donations to Bloomberg's campaign?
Yeah, it's called Procom, a New Jersey-based company hired by the Bloomberg campaign through a third-party vendor, operates two call centers out of state prisons in Oklahoma, and at least one of those prisons, a minimum security women's prison outside of Tulsa, inmates were contracted to make calls on behalf of the candidate. And I guess they'd have to say at the end of it that Bloomberg paid for the call.
Barbaric.
Allegedly.
So they're not asking for donations.
Well, it says, this is what the spokesperson for Bloomberg said. We didn't know about it and we never would have allowed it. We don't believe in this practice and we immediately stopped working with Procom and the people who hired them. So yeah, they were just making,
Why, what's the issue with that? I want to know what the issue with that is.
I don't understand the issue either. Like, why can't the prisoners make phone calls? It's not like they're walking outside or hurting anyone.
Unless you could argue
that trying to get people to vote for Bloomberg is, in a strange way, dangerous.
Unless they're saying, all right, so I've got you down for $1,500 in donation to Michael Bloomberg. Can I also hit you up for maybe like $20 to my canteen account, please?
Also, have you seen the movie Shawshank Redemption? 617 says, Taylor, every plate in Massachusetts is made in Walpole. So is most of the furniture in state agencies like the RMV.
I've never been there. So I wouldn't know these
humble
things.
Brag. Okay, we get it. You're not a jailbird. This is also breaking news.
I do want to point out another thing. I'm sorry, Matt.
Grace. Matt's dying to use that sound.
But they tore down Sheriff Hodgson, who's filled in for Howie,
yes,
and he's a close friend of and supporter of President Trump. They tore him down because he wanted to use volunteering to work to build the wall, to
right.
help build the wall. And it was struck down in the Massachusetts legislature because they said, well, it shouldn't, you know, that's a risk having them go over state lines, first of all, but you shouldn't be using a prisoner for campaign or policy making or anything of that nature, anything that has to do with a policy that a certain partisan president has put in place. They shouldn't be forced to. But that wasn't they would volunteer to build a wall. So if these prisoners are volunteering to make calls for Mike Bloomberg, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. But apparently Bloomberg does.
I thought he was going to be the tide that raised all votes, not just free people's votes.
Not just people on the outside
right.
votes. No, Taylor, you know what? This sounds like something you should take up with Bloomberg. Because you
Maybe
have
I
the
will.
Passion in your heart for it.
Maybe I will.
Speaking of bizarre, Kevin Spacey posts bizarre video as character Frank Underwood. So everyone knows that Kevin Spacey played Frank Underwood in House of Cards. And everyone knows that since then, Kevin Spacey has been outed in the Me Too movement as being pervy.
Weird.
Yeah. He's
at the very least, very weird.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
And after it happened, we all thought, okay, we'll never hear from Kevin Spacey again. It was unclear if we could even watch his movies, which, by the way, he's in a lot of good movies, so it makes it very difficult.
Great movies. American Beauty Rose, or American Beauty.
American Beauty,
Glengarry,
great soundtrack, too.
Glengarry, Glenn Ross, one of my all-time favorites.
What's the other one? Prime Suspects or The Usual Suspects,
yeah.
Great movies.
Any 90s movie worth watching probably has Kevin Spacey in it.
Yeah, and so it makes it tough for all of us out there who are trying to, you know, figure out the rules of Me Too when Kevin Spacey's on your TV guide all the time and you can't click on it. So you're forced to watch, like, HGTV. It's not fun. But he made a video after all this happened where he pretended to be Frank Underwood, and it was so weird. I remember being in work that day, and the video came out, and everyone at work was just glued to it. We were like, why would he do this?
Chopping up vegetables with a butcher knife. So, y'all have been talking about me, huh?
That was a very good Frank Underwood, by the
way. Thank you very much.
It was so weird. Well, yeah, he was chopping up vegetables, and he
was... Don't believe all the rumors out there.
Which, by the way, it was weird for multiple reasons. One, from a PR standpoint, awful idea. Two, you don't really own the character. If you're on a show like that, that I think is, what, HBO or something, that's beyond you. So I'm surprised they even let that happen. He did it again. He put out a Christmas video, which is just as weird. And he said, you didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a...
No, mine's, I'll read.
Yeah, mine's like an angry...
You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? It's been a pretty good year, and I'm grateful to have my health back. And in light of that, I've made some changes in my life, and I'd like to invite you to join me.
Oh.
As we walk into 2020, I want to cast my vote for more good in this world.
There's so much wrong with that. First of all, a pretty good year. I think you've had better years, Kevin. Let's be real.
Yes. I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Can he be serious? I'm dead serious. And it's not that hard. Trust me. That's creepy.
Okay, well, Christmas is officially ruined for everyone. Our apologies here from the Howie Carr Show. Yeah, just very strange. I don't know what he's going through, but they're pretty high production quality.
Yeah, he's got there's somebody operating. This is what gets me. There's somebody operating the camera saying, yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
This is a good shot of Kevin Spacey doing this really creepy video right now.
And editing it together.
Yeah.
And probably saying to him, like, oh, you're going to love it, Kevin. It looks great. This one's going to get much better reviews. The whole thing is so bizarre. When we get back, we've got more stories, more weird things happening in the news. And yeah, we'll get back to Grace's news after this. Taylor's going to be in for the next half hour after that. And I know he's got a lot to cover with Donald Trump. We got a lot of sound cuts from today. This is our Christmas Eve special. The gang's all here. We're filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but I hope there's not.
There won't be snow.
Thank
Unfortunately.
Gosh. All right. Well, guys, we got a lot to get to in Grace's news. But first, today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Howie trusted Perfect Smiles with his smile, and so did the mailroom manager. And I can attest they have beautiful smiles. Go to perfectsmiles.com. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
So it's who's higher on Santa's naughty list? Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, James Comey, John Brennan, Jerry Nadler, Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, James Clapper, and Barack Obama.
Can it be a tie? Can they all be at the top of the list?
There were a lot of votes.
Oh, there were.
So it's scattered, but there is one in the running.
So who's?
I'm saying Hunter Biden because I think his misdeeds are much more visible than, say, James Comey or John Brennan.
I'm saying John Brennan because
Santa knows what goes on in those strip clubs.
Can I offer a theory?
Oh, go ahead, Brandon.
I think that Santa really dislikes Jerry Nadler because Jerry Nadler probably eats all the cookies before Santa.
Oh, we don't have fat shaming on this show, Brandon. You know, I always tell Howie that, too. Oh, he's learning. He's learning from Howard Lawrence. Okay, guys, we have to get back to Grace's
news. Who's at the top?
Oh, it's Adam Schiff.
Yeah, people 40%. People are very sick of him. He's very condescending. I want to talk. We were just talking about Kevin Spacey, and it made me think, Taylor, there's another celebrity that has recently endorsed a politician.
Not a creepy guy.
No, not at all. Just another actor. Kevin Costner has...
Another great guy from any film in the 90s.
Oh, my God. And don't get me wrong, like The Bodyguard, Kevin Costner is A+ in my book. He's handsome. He seems normal. I love him.
JFK was a great movie.
But I'm just saying, like, is this big news? I think he held a press conference yesterday with Mayor Pete.
Really?
It just doesn't seem like he's the type of guy who would need a press conference.
Kevin Costner?
It's not like Beyonce's endorsing someone. It's Kevin Costner.
Even Beyonce, that's just a tweet. That's not a press conference.
Right. That's just something you say casually over dinner, like, I'm endorsing so-and-so, and then it gets out to the press. He was standing at, like, a podium. Maybe it was something else, and that's where he decided to do the endorsement.
What's next? We're going to have Bruce Willis at the top of Nakatomi Tower, and he's going to endorse Bernie?
I don't know what any of that means. Is it a diehard
thing? Send
help,
folks. Send help. Yes, diehard.
Okay, that's what I figured because it's Christmas. 412 says, Taylor and Grace, I want to thank you both for making each and every day of the week entertaining and informative. I really enjoy your show. That is so nice.
Thank you very much and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, 412. Okay, so I want to get to this interesting story. San Francisco cafes banishing paper cups to reduce waste. So this is a big problem. According to some people, where they're trying, Dunkin' Donuts did it, Taylor. I know you get a lot of Dunkies and you've noticed the cups. They don't do the styrofoam for the hot cups anymore. They do this weird kind of paper infused.
Yeah, it's a paper. It's a like a double wrapped paper cup.
How do you feel about it?
As long as my coffee's hot, you could serve it to me in aluminum. I don't care.
How would you feel about a cafe that has you bring your own cup?
No, you got to give me a cup. I'm not carrying around cups.
This sounds like a Larry David episode.
I'm not going to bring around my own cups. No.
I don't blame you. But this is happening in San Francisco, where it seems like they should be tackling other things first. You know, don't worry about people bringing their own cups.
Why don't you pass out paper towels? Yeah, toilet paper.
Why don't you? You know what? The plastic problem for them is they're trying to ban all this plastic. They could use the little plastic poop bags more than they have right now.
Mm.
In fact, they're the last people who should be trying to ban plastic. They need it the most.
Or maybe just reshape the cups that they are giving out, and so it's like a pooper scooper.
Oh, so then after you're done with the coffee,
you just
help out your neighbor pick up some poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I want to talk about Jeremy Roenick here briefly. Jeremy Roenick suspended by NBC Sports for a remark about coworkers.
Who is this?
He was a big hockey player. Now he's a hockey analyst. He played for the Philadelphia Flyers, a couple other teams.
I'm going to invoke Howie's no hockey talk rule. Well, Bryce, we don't talk hockey.
He's a big media guy, though. He reports on a lot of it. And this is a really big story today because NBC Sports decided that after the NHLer made comments on a Barstool Sports podcast about colleagues at the network, that they were going to suspend him. And I just feel like everything NBC does at this point is make up calls. Like, this is not a reason to suspend someone. He made a joke about his wife and a colleague and how they're all good looking and whatever. It was a stupid throwaway joke. And now he's being suspended when Matt Lauer...
Yeah, all these creeps and pervs. They get all their due deference and fair trials and severance packages.
And he gets suspended for going on a podcast where the point of a lot of podcasts is just to have fun and talk off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets suspended, whereas Matt Lauer was running around like a crazy person with the red button on his desk.
Somebody installed that button. I don't think Matt Lauer's an electrician.
Well, he's a jack of all trades, so don't put it past him. I just think this is ridiculous. Jeremy Roenick seems like a super cool guy. And I think that this is such hypocrisy. All of these places now are doing all of these things to virtue signal, when really the people that they're taking down are people who have nothing to do with the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all for their own benefit. And lastly, before I go and turn it over to Taylor, Democrats raise possibility of new articles of impeachment against Trump. I think this is a good segue because I think you'll be talking a little bit more about this. But apparently the first two articles, which, Taylor, help me out here. I think they were bribery.
Nope.
No? Bribery didn't make the cut?
Nope.
Okay, so wait, don't tell me. Abuse of power.
Yep.
And obstruction of Congress.
Correct.
Okay, so now they're trying to add more because those two, you know, they threw those at the wall and they did not stick. So now they're thinking, okay, what else can we add? So I think they'll probably do some focus groups over the Christmas break. You know, see what people are feeling and then come back and try something else. This is what the Democrats do now. They have like this spinning wheel of options and they just go round and round and round. And when one doesn't work, they
go
back.
Throw a dart, spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Very fake news.
It's a carnival.
Russia doesn't work. They go back to Charlottesville. Charlottesville doesn't work. They go back to, kids at the border. Kids at the border doesn't work. They go to Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't work. They go back to Russia. It's exhausting and it's not working because I think people are starting to figure out that there's no there.
As much as I would love for this process to be done with as quickly as possible and for the Senate to acquit Trump, I also want to see a trial where witnesses are brought in, including President Zelensky of Ukraine and all the current prosecutors that Trump and his administration have been talking to. Get them under oath saying, we didn't feel there was any pressure. We didn't feel like we were being asked to partake in some sort of scheme or a bribe or anything like that. So, you know, there's nothing here. There is no there.
Yeah, but then Adam Schiff can do a remake of that, of whatever they say, and it's going to be so much better. Guys, I'm Grace, filling in for Howie with Taylor. Taylor's going to be in front of the mic on the other side. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is our number. I'm Taylor Cormier. Grace Curley is here alongside me. We're filling in for Howie Carr, and he's on vacation in beautiful Florida, where a lot of us wish we were right now. But we're getting a little bit of that weather here in New England. It's not snowing, much to my chagrin and Grace's joy. You're a, anti-snow person. Huh?
I used to love it when I was little and it snowed on Christmas, and now I just don't care. I'd rather it be easy to walk around and no snow to plow. Maybe that means I'm turning into an adult.
I'd like a dusting of snow, like a good coating of an inch or two, just to get the scenery all set. That's when you know you have a great Christmas, when you have a good amount of snow. Anyway, we are talking about a bunch of stuff. Just got through Grace's news, and she brought up an item here, Democrats raising the possibility of new articles of impeachment against Trump. And this is basically double jeopardy is what it comes down to. They want the charges aren't sticking as they wanted them to, and they are trying to, as we said earlier, spin the wheel, throw the dart, and see if the new charge that comes up is going to stick. So this is from Fox News. Lawyer for House Judiciary Committee Democrats revealed yesterday there is a possibility that lawmakers could pursue even more articles of impeachment against President Trump, despite having already adopted two of them last week following a grueling, historic, and bitterly partisan debate. Here's what it comes down to, and this is because Nancy Pelosi is getting so much flack for withholding the articles of impeachment for Senate. She's trying to make, and the entire Democratic House is trying to make the case, well, we want to see if there's any more there, even though there is no there. This would stall the process even further, I would imagine, and you wouldn't have that floating, withholding the articles of impeachment over your head. You would have, and what many of the voters would see is a legitimate case to make a stronger argument for removing Trump from office. They want to keep this going. They started this process too early. They did not have, they thought they were going to hit a slam dunk home run with this. It misfired completely. They started it too early and they found themselves floundering. They get into this Christmas slump where the news cycle is starting to die down. Nobody's talking about impeachment. Nobody wants to talk about impeachment because it's a non-issue to the majority of Americans, I would imagine. Even if they're against Trump, they're like, all right, so what? He's got 9-10 more months in office. Well, actually a year more in office if he's not reelected. But that's it. They want to see him out so quickly, but they couldn't have any more patience. So they scrambled into this. And now they find themselves without a true end game. And that's what we're seeing. So we want to take, of course, your calls and your thoughts on this, 844-500-4242, because this is just more stall tactics without the guilt from Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't want the articles of impeachment being held floating over her head. She just wants people to see her in a good light and see the Democratic Party in a good light.
I think another thing to consider is that though it is historic, impeachment is always going to be historic, and this is the third time it's ever happened. When you think about the news cycle surrounding Trump, especially for the younger voters, the news every day is so shocking that we're all kind of numb to it, that though technically this is in the history books, it doesn't seem as crazy as some other stuff that's happened in the last year, let alone the past decade. So since Trump started, in kind of a brilliant way, he's bombarded people every day with news story after news story after news story and scandal after scandal after scandal that people don't really care as much. It's like impeachment sounds kind of tame compared to everything else.
Right. We have more evidence of wrongdoing of people that were trying to implicate Trump than we do have of President Trump, because there is none, in my opinion, in many other people's opinion. But you've got James Comey, John Clapper, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, you've got Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all of these people coming at from all different angles. You know, the FISA courts, the Ukraine investigation. You've got Joe Biden and Hunter Biden trying to swindle money from Ukraine and China. All of these people doing all of these misdeeds, and they're all off limits. You can't touch them. Thankfully, we have people like Horowitz. Okay, he did a fairly partial job of parsing through some of the evidence that he's able to as far as his scope is concerned. But thank God we have people like Bill Barr and John Durham looking more into this, because without them, I think Trump would be, I don't know if he'd be up the river, but they're the ace in the hole for Trump.
Yeah, and speaking of Barr, I think, first of all, what Bill Barr has that a lot of other people don't have, especially in the circles he's running in, is he's incredibly bright. And he knows everything. And when you're so smart, you don't have to rely on, being bombastic or yelling at people or getting hot under the collar, because you know the facts. So you can be very calm, and he has a very calm demeanor. And the other thing that he has said before, which I think is a total plus for him, is he does not care about the media talking about his reputation. They use it all the time. A lot of people said that your reputation, and he goes, you know, whatever. Like, you guys are going
to
say
people say what they want to say. It doesn't matter to me. I'll tell you that everything I do is the biggest and the best. Doesn't matter what they say. 207 says, Taylor, do you think Nancy is shooting from the hip, flying blind without a true plan, or is she scheming a few moves ahead? No. They tried the Russian hoax. It failed. So when Adam Schiff came to Nancy Pelosi and said, I think we've got him dead to rights with this call, she, oh, yeah, that's great. Do your Nancy Pelosi. Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's go with that.
That sounds terrific. I'm going to pray for that tonight. I'll be prayerful.
So they went completely blind. They cherry-picked some lines. They compressed a few other lines to make this look like the worst call. Adam Schiff had to make up his own script in order to make it look insidious. And they fell flat. They were able to get Democrat support because it's so true what people say. The people that are against Trump, they hate Trump more than they love their country. I don't have any fear of saying that because it's quite clear. I don't see people going around impassioned that they're American and they're living in such a great country. I see people walking around and going on social media with such hatred for our president. I'm in a couple of different groups on Facebook. They talk about different political things. I don't have to say a word. Oh, I can just post a picture.
This is really funny. So Taylor was showing me this the other day. You have to describe what you do. It's truly amazing.
So I just saw somebody, you know, bragging about how Trump has been impeached. And all I did was post a little meme, a picture of Donald Trump dressed up as Santa Claus. It said, Merry Christmas. I'm still your president. And people freaked out. How can you support this guy? He's done this and this and this. I don't say a word. I just post gif after gif after gif of Trump laughing, of Trump giving a thumbs up, and they're getting more and more angry.
And they're telling you, while you post the gifs, that you're the one losing your mind. Clearly, you're so sick.
You're a sociopath.
And you're twisted, and this is driving you nuts. Look at you. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Whenever someone tells me I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I get that a lot on Twitter, I'm like, if you're going around tweeting angry tweets at people, telling them they're drinking the Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid drinker, heal thyself.
Right. I'm just having a good time, because that's all anybody really should be doing is having a good time. Even if your political candidate isn't doing so well, you can admit to those mistakes. And I don't subscribe to everything that Trump says. I don't think any Trump supporter truly does. But we stand by the man, and we stand by what he is believing in for this country. That's where our support comes from. We're not sociopaths. We're not racist or bigots, and neither is Trump, for that matter. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Grace and Taylor. Go ahead, Dennis. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, y'all. When Pelosi came out and said, we told Nadler to start drawing up articles of impeachment. She said that was because Trump's phone call with the Ukraine was unprecedented, as testified to by those three pompous law professors.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how the hell would they know? How many phone calls between presidents from JFK through Trump do you reckon any of them have ever heard?
I'm sure they've, they get transcripts almost every day, I would imagine, of things. There's memos that are sent out. When Trump first released the transcripts of the Ukraine call, they were basically just memos, summaries with the Reader's Digest version of the Ukraine call, and later sent out the entire transcript. But it they just hit all the main points. And I'm sure they get memos like that every day. I'm not in the White House, but that's what I would imagine if you request something like that.
But to Dennis's point, if we went back during the Obama administration, if we were being as petty and insane as all of the Democrats are being, we could nitpick, plenty of his phone calls.
I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Yeah, exactly. That wasn't even a phone call. That was just, on a hot
that
mic.
That sounds like a quid pro quo. Like, hang on until after that, and I can get you this. There's an argument to be made for that, I think. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Grayson Taylor. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you? This is Mike from North Carolina, Trump country. Me and my wife want to wish all of y'all a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. But, may I ask what part of North Carolina you're calling from?
It's near Bessemer City. It's about 20 miles west of Charlotte.
I've got family near Asheville, so I'm a bit familiar with North Carolina.
I'm in between Asheville and Charlotte.
Beautiful country out there. Beautiful. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. But, I was, the hypocrite socialist communist party, which is now the Democratic Party, the whole thing when they gave him speeches during the impeachment, every one of them, the mouthpiece thing was, nobody is above the law. Nobody's above the law.
Right.
Well, somebody forgot to give them a memo about all the illegal aliens over here and the sanctuary city. What part of nobody is above the law on that one? See, that's two-faced hypocrite.
Mike, I'm gonna play you a cut. This is just a few of the candidates. I believe mostly Bernie Sanders, and I think then we have Pete Buttigieg. And that is cut number 8, Matt.
When I talk about Medicare for all, that includes undocumented people as well. Public colleges and universities tuition free, that includes, as I said earlier, undocumented young people.
You said last month that the U.S. owes compensation to children separated from their families at the southern border. Are you committing, as president, to financial compensation for those thousands of children?
Yes, and they should have a fast track to citizenship.
So, Mike, not only do we have to pay for the education and the habitats for illegal aliens once they cross the border, we have to pay, according to Pete Buttigieg, as you just heard him say, we have to pay for the consequences of their own crime after they get here. How's that grab you?
Just like a KGB agent. That's what it is. It is the American version of the Communist Workers' Party. And don't forget the health care. Every one of them has a baby. Do you think they're paying for it? We are.
No, and we'll get into that in just a minute. Thanks very much for the call, Mike. We'll take more calls after the break. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. It's a great day to get on the Chump Line. It's Christmas Eve. Howie's not here. And while the boss is away, the little elves will play. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Ooh, that's good. That's early 50s. Capital Frank, I believe. He may still have been on the Columbia label with that one. You know what? He probably was. I think that one came out on 78 RPM.
Oh my gosh, you are a Frank Sinatra nerd.
Hey, everybody's got to have something to be interested in.
Yeah, that's true.
844, and at least, my interests don't compare with some of these other people we've been talking about today.
You know what, Taylor? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're not bothering anyone.
Right. Except when I sing around the office. 844-500-4242. I just want to play a couple of cuts here. Tom Homan, the former acting director of ICE, was talking about as we got on the subject, Democrats promising free stuff to illegal immigrants. He was on Fox News, I believe yesterday, talking about this. We're actually going to have Tom Homanoff on the show probably sometime in the new year. There was some stalling in, with the bill in the Massachusetts legislature that he was going to testify against. So we'll be in touch with him soon. But cut nine, Matt.
I hope they keep talking like this because you're guaranteeing a Trump win in 2020. You can't keep offering enticements because when you offer enticements, more people won't come to this country. The more people are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal organizations. More women are going to be raped. More children are going to die. And the cartel is going to keep getting richer. It's ridiculous. And I hope they keep talking because most Americans don't want this.
He's right. He's that's somebody that's been on the front lines of our southern border, who's been talking with a lot of the agents that are stationed along those borders. They see every day these children, they're being separated from adults. But in many cases, I'm not going to say most, but in many cases, these adults are not their parents. They are coyotes. They are people that are paid or do pay for children to accompany them so that they have a cover, so that they can sneak drugs in and establish contacts and smuggle. It's the children that they carry with them, they're just a ruse. And it's unfortunate that the children do get separated from their parents. A lot of the separation, not most, but a lot of the separation happens before they even cross the border. And it's not because of our agents. 844-500-4242. Jack, we've got time for you. Go ahead, Jack. You're next on the Howie Carr Show with Grayson Taylor filling in. Merry Christmas.
To the both of you. I think what we're going to see happen here is I think this is a, you know, certainly a smear on Donald Trump, but I think it's also going to be a coordinated attack against all the Republican senators. I think they're hoping they take back the Senate and then present.
Well, they've got
the
take back the House. You're talking about the Democrats. I'm sorry.
No, I think the Senate. I think because they're looking to flip the Senate and then put forth the articles of impeachment so they then can remove Donald Trump as president. I think that's what's going to happen. I still think Donald Trump is still going to win in a landslide in November, but and hopefully this blows up in the Democrats.
Well, Jack, does stalling the Senate impeachment trial, does stalling this whole process make for a fair and just trial for Donald Trump, all in the name of stalling the timeline so that it just times up perfectly so Trump looks even worse when it's time to vote in November of 2020. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think, no, it's definitely not fair, and I think that's what they're going to try. But I think if Bill Barr and John Durham, you know, hit the Democrats where it hurts in terms of indictments come the spring, that hopefully Joe DeGeneva is accurate on that. But
yeah, we'll see. And, of course, we'll talk to Joe next week, just a couple of days before New Year's Day. All right, this has been Taylor Cormier and Grace Curley. We'll be back. The Chump Line coming up here on the Howie Carr Show. Stay tuned.